Become a Leslie's Pro member, and with almost 1,000 locations conveniently located less than 3 miles from your service route, you can quickly get in and out and take care of your customers. Get Skimmer, America's number one pool service software platform. Listeners of the podcast can try Skimmer for free. Visit my website, swimmingpoollearning.com, and click on the Leslie's Pro and the Skimmer banners to learn more. The Pool Guy Podcast Show. The Pool Guy Podcast Show. Hi, and welcome to the Pool Guy Podcast Show. In this episode, I'm going to go over some cautions for you, depending on the pool surface type, some things that you should do and shouldn't do, depending on if the pool is fiberglass, vinyl, pebble tech, or plaster. Leslie's Pool Supplies is a proud partner of the Pool Guy Podcast Show. Leslie's Pool Supplies has been do-it-yourselfers and pool trade professionals' trusted partner since 1963, providing quality products and services to make pool care easy, and solutions and expertise to do it right. And I think more or less this podcast is going to focus on things you shouldn't do to these surface types. And I'll start with a vinyl pool, since it's probably the most damaged pool surface out there with chemicals, and it's very easy to damage the vinyl pool. And sometimes if they're in-ground vinyl pools or very large above-ground pools, this could be a very expensive mistake. So one chemical you want to avoid pretty much entirely with a vinyl pool is any kind of trichlor product, either trichlor granular or trichlor tablets. Now, the trichlor granular can be labeled differently, and so you're going to maybe be confused when you're at the pool store or if you're at your supplier. You may not know that it's trichlor granular, and this could really be spell doom for you in your vinyl liner. So the granular trichlor are sold under different names, and if you're not careful, you can actually put the trichlor granular in a vinyl pool and damage it. The reason why the trichlor granular or trichlor tablets themselves can damage a vinyl pool is because they have cyanuric acid in it, and cyanuric acid has a very low pH of like 4, right around there, and so this will definitely burn or stain the vinyl liner. So the trichlor that we get at our supplier, Hasa makes one called Algae Ban, and Pool Season makes one called Super Algae Destroyer. Now, by those names of that product, you can think that you're putting an algicide in the pool when you're actually putting in trichlor granular. So you're looking at the label of these products, you're looking for the active ingredient. And any ingredient that starts this way definitely is a trichlor product and should be avoided in a vinyl pool. And that's trichloro-S-trixanthitrone. And I don't know if I pronounced the last part correctly, but basically trichlor is the key word. And so for a vinyl pool, this could definitely stain it if you broadcast it in there, thinking you're going to use it as an algae destroyer or an algae killer. Because it is granular trichlor, it'll definitely stain it. 9 times out of 10, I can guarantee you're going to have a stain on that vinyl. If it's one of those pattern vinyl pools with a really nice pattern, you're going to bleach it out. If it's a really light blue vinyl liner, you're going to make it white. And so definitely don't want to use trichlor in there. Now, if you're using a floater with tablets, one of the things you have to be very cautious of is that floater tipping over while people are swimming in the pool, having the tablet fall to the bottom, or sometimes the tablet holder will break on the bottom, the tablet will fall out. And if that tablet sits on the bottom of the vinyl liner pool for any given time, maybe more than a few hours, you're going to have a circular ring burned into that vinyl liner. Now, this is the same with a plaster pool and a pebble tech pool and a fiberglass pool. If a 3-inch trichlor tablet were to fall in there and stay in there all week, more than likely, if not likely, you're going to have this really ugly brown rust kind of stain in your plaster, in the fiberglass, in the vinyl liner from the trichlor tablet. That's really hard to remove, and the vinyl liner is pretty much ruined, and the fiberglass pool, pretty much ruined. In a plaster pool, you sometimes can scrape it out, and sometimes it'll fade over time. The Pebble Tech is much more durable, so you may not notice it as much over time, but the other two pool surface types, the fiberglass and vinyl, will definitely be ruined by trichlor tablets sitting on the bottom for a few days. And of course, you shouldn't use the trichlor granulars in a fiberglass pool either, because that can definitely cause staining. You'll get that brown staining. In a plaster pool, if it's a color plaster pool or sometimes a newer white plaster pool. If you throw in too much of the trichlor granular and it pools up in areas, it'll definitely bleach or stain the plaster. If it's a color plaster pool, it's going to turn some areas white or brown. In a white plaster pool, it'll cause a brown staining. So I highly recommend using any kind of trichlor granular very sparingly, and you have to have a lot of experience to use it correctly without burning the plaster. In a PebbleTec pool, I wouldn't recommend using trichlor towel because it can also burn the PebbleTec. And so basically any trichlor product can stain your pool surface, whether it be vinyl, fiberglass, plaster, or PebbleTec. And just be cautious using it. Make sure if you're using a floater that the floater doesn't sit on the first step either. If you have a plaster pool or even a PebbleTec pool with a floater in there, it's best to tie it to an area of the pool, usually by the skimmer. You could tie it to the lid, because if it gets over to a step and sits there all week, even though the trichlor tablet's in a floater, and this may not seem possible, but basically when it sits there on the first step, the floater has these holes on the side or these vents on the side that lets water in. And if it's sitting on the step, the trichlor will kind of come out through these same openings where the water goes in, then settle around that circular area on the bottom, and you're going to see a brown circle stain on your first step. And I see this in a lot of accounts when I take them over that have trichlor tablets in a floater. The first step will be burned with a circular brown circle, and that's from the floater itself. And so you definitely want to tie it somewhere. Now, if you do have a plaster pool with that stain, I've had pretty good success getting it off with the Biodex Aquadex 50 stain off. And what I do is I take a whole quart of it, which is more than you would need for this. I take a whole quart, turn the pool off, I put the whole quart over that first step and let it settle there. And then for the next few weeks, I will aggressively brush that area with a small steel brush, 6-inch steel brush, until it really fades. And so I've had pretty good success with that, getting that stain off with that product. It doesn't always work, and if the stain is really bad, it probably won't work at all. But if you do have that stain on your first step, try that, and it seems to work effectively in certain pools that have that stain. If you're using a dry acid product, you're supposed to pre-dissolve it in water. And if you're using in a vinyl pool, I definitely would say broadcasting it directly into a vinyl pool is probably a no-no, because if it drops to the bottom and doesn't dissolve all the way, it could damage or burn or stain that liner also. It probably won't do much damage to a plaster PebbleTec pool, but you should pre-dilute it anyway so that you don't have that staining effect. But I think it's only logical to pre-dilute any chemicals for a vinyl or fiberglass pool. For instance, if you pour Calhypo directly into a vinyl pool, there's a good chance, even though it's quick dissolving, that some of it will settle on the bottom of that vinyl pool and stain that vinyl or bleach it out. So you don't want to pour Calhypo directly into a vinyl pool. It really has no staining effect on a plaster or PebbleTec pool. Although sometimes when you add Calhypo to a plaster or PebbleTec pool or even a fiberglass pool, if there's a lot of metal content in the water, it'll oxidize the Calhypo and leave black stains on the bottom of the pool. This happens very frequently if there's a lot of metal ions in the pool water. And so when you pour the Calhypo in there, don't be surprised if you get a really dark black stain on the bottom, but that fades within an hour or two once the chlorine level dissipates. So definitely that's a caution that you may run into using Calhypo. Just so you know, that's not a permanent problem. It's just going to turn black and then it'll clear up pretty quickly after that. I would also caution you when using any stain and scale removing products that are a granular form. And so if you're using a product from a pool store and it's a stain remover and you notice that it's like a granular type stain remover, I definitely would pre-dilute that in water. I think if you're going to use any kind of metal sequestering or any kind of stain removers, they should be a liquid form, and read the label to make sure it's not going to damage your pool. And one last chemical that may be hazardous to a fiberglass, vinyl, even a plaster pool is cyanuric acid. If you're going to add cyanuric acid to your pool in granular form, you want to introduce that into the skimmer with the pool running for 24 hours, and also make sure that the filter is intact. In other words, if you have a D filter, that there are no holes in the grid. If you have a cartridge filter, there are no holes in the cartridges. If you have a sand filter, there's no broken laterals, because if that granular goes back into the pool and settles on the bottom, it'll act just like trichlor granular because of the cyanuric acid having a low pH of 4. It's going to stain that pool A lot of times people will broadcast the cyanuric acid in their pool, thinking that that's how you put it in the pool, but you can stain your pool that way very easily. If anything, I would definitely recommend using a liquid conditioner in your pool. I like using that because it's salt-based. It won't do any harm to your pool or damage to the pool. And definitely, I would go with a liquid conditioner. If you're adding salt to your pool, you have a saltwater pool, I would caution you not to add the Clorox brand salt. There's an anti-clumping agent in this salt. If you go on the reviews on Walmart.com, you're going to see a lot of one-star reviews saying that it stained their pool. I've had customers throw it in their pool and stain it. Again, the Biodex Aquadex 50 is great at removing the stains from the Clorox salt. I definitely would not use that brand because it has that anti-clumping agent that could cause a brown stain in your pool. So just a side note caution that not all salt brands are the same, and do not use the Clorox brand of salt in your pool for sure. Let me move into a couple other cautions that are not chemical related. If you have a vinyl or fiberglass pool, you don't want to use a stainless steel pool brush in there, nor do you want to use a mixed brush like a poly and a stainless steel brush where they have mixed bristles. That stainless steel brush could potentially rip the liner. It'll definitely scrape and scratch your fiberglass pool. So if you have algae in these pools, just use a regular nylon type pool brush. It's the white bristles with no stainless steel in there because you can potentially damage your pool if you're using a stainless steel brush. Now for a plaster pool, won't damage it at all. The only caution is that if it's a new plaster in the first month, you do not want to use a stainless steel or a mixed brush in there because it may leave the brush marks in the new plaster. Just use a nylon brush for a new plaster. After that, you're not going to have a problem. Pebble Tech is basically river rock. Their stainless steel brushes won't harm it at all. And you might need that, especially for algae in a pool like that. Definitely no caution there with stainless steel and a Pebble Tech. Again, the only caution in a plaster pool is not to use it in the first month when the plaster is curing. And last, I get asked a lot, is it safe to use a vacuum with wheels on it in a vinyl pool? And that's something that you have to kind of use your judgment on. A lot of times a brush vac is safer. I prefer putting an automatic cleaner in a vinyl pool, that way I never have to vacuum it, never have to make that decision. But you can tear the liner with a wheeled vacuum. If the liner somehow gets caught in the area where the wheel is at, where there's a screw in metal, could tear the liner. So a brush vac probably is safer, but you can get away with using a wheeled vacuum. People do it all the time. I've done it on many occasions. You just got to be very cautious. In a fiberglass pool, using a wheeled vacuum is no problem. The fiberglass surface is not going to be damaged by it. And of course, one last caution here. If you're using a leaf rake and it has a stainless steel or metal insert, there's a rubber lip that protects the pool surface around your leaf rake. So if that's wearing out and you're seeing metal showing through, if you're scooping leaves off the bottom of the pool, you can definitely leave marks on a plaster pool. You can definitely tear a vinyl liner, and you can definitely leave scratches on a fiberglass pool. So make sure that rubber lip is definitely in good shape and there's no metal showing through it, because as you're moving it on the bottom, if that metal scrapes the bottom, you can actually tear the liner or scratch a fiberglass pool. You can definitely scratch a plaster pool too with that metal part of the leaf rake. And if you're looking for more resources for your pool care, definitely check out my website, swimmingperlearning.com. A lot of helpful web pages there. And if you're in the industry and you're looking to enhance your business, definitely check out my coaching program. For $10 a month, you can text me in real time. For $20 a month, you can call me. Plus, there's a lot of great discounts for being a member. And you can learn more about that at poolguycoaching.com. Thanks for listening to this podcast. Have a great week, and God bless. The Pool Guy Podcast Show. The Pool Guy Podcast Show. The Pool Guy Podcast Show. Real quick, if you're not using pool service software, try Skimmer free for 30 days at getskimmer.com/poolguy. Again, that's getskimmer.com/poolguy. Skimmer, everything you need to run your pool service business all in one app.